G'day, Sam. How are you?
Morning, fellas. How are we going?
Going well, mate. How are you going as far as dealing with isolation and particularly from a training and conditioning element and being able to keep yourself fit?
Yeah. ISO is not too bad. I've got a six-month-old, so getting plenty of time at home spending with him and the wife. But training-wise, yeah, it's tough not sort of... You're sort of just coming out of pre-season, we've played one game, you've done everything, all the hard work, and then you're locked up inside and get to go out for a little bit of a run. I'm pretty lucky that I've got an oval just around the corner from me, so I can go there by myself. But motivation-wise, it's not the easiest thing to do, to be honest.
Sam, did you stay in Sydney or did you go back to Queensland?
No, I'm in Sydney, yeah. It's just a bit difficult to get out with the little fella, so we just wanted to sort of keep him in routine and stuff like that. So we stayed here. We live in Drummoyne, so we're in a pretty good spot, which is nice.
How has training been, mate, and how difficult is it training on your own and not knowing when the competition will start?
Yeah, I think that's the main thing is we're sort of doing all this training. We've got a program set out for us and it's about 4 days a week where we're doing something, but obviously being in ISO, you try and do something every day anyway, but the actual program... doing 10, 11K sessions by yourself is pretty hard to get motivated for when you don't know when you're going to be back playing or when this sort of the virus and stuff's going to sort of blow over. So the motivation level sort of early on is tough, but obviously you try and do something every day just to get out of the house, really.
Sam, we just spoke to Damien Cook in regards to NRL, and they've been given certain programs, but very unstructured in regards to when and how they do that. Are you guys in the AFL similar, or are you more structured where there's a time that you have to do your strength and conditioning or your skills? How's that working?
Yeah, ours is sort of our pre-season program just followed on, so we've got two like real main days at the moment. Which follow on from what we just did. So they're sort of Wednesdays and Saturdays or Fridays. You can obviously change up the day depending on how you feel and what you want to do, but that's sort of what we've been given. So they're pretty solid days. We obviously have to keep our endurance and speed running up because of the sport we play. So at the moment, they're about 11, 12K sessions, bit of ball work and that, but... then every other day we've got weights programs. All the boys took all the weights and stuff home out of the gym. So we've got home gym set up, which can be a little bit refreshing as well, sitting in your backyard and getting the tunes pumping and being out there lifting, throwing weights around.
Now, Sam, it's a real test of a player's character and professionalism training on their own. And again, we've asked some of the NRL boys about... you know, how long it would take them to go from isolation, being back integrated with a group and to get ready for the NRL. And, you know, I thought it would be about a month that they'd need to get ready. But I think in these uncertain times, they just have to be ready because of the season's shortened already. Yeah. They've just got to be ready to go. And you can have different rules allowing maybe more players to play if that's actually the case. Do you feel as though AFL players would be able to do that, or would they need a bit more time to get ready for the season?
I actually had this convo yesterday with Toby Green around what we thought, and because we were under the understanding that they were pushing for like 4 weeks, but as players, we give us a week and we'll be right. Just get the balls in our hands for three or four sessions during the week and we'll be ready to go. And if you're not, you'll sort of fall behind. Obviously, the season's a bit shorter. So, you've got plenty of time to work out and train and keep fit. And if you're not ready to go, you're not ready to go. You miss out on playing.
Sam.
We're under the impression that give us a week and we'll be right.
Yeah, Sam, it's been some journey for yourself too. I think you hold the record for the longest time between your debut and 50 AFL games. And then last year, you signed a one-year extension as well. Now, what's the process as far? I'm assuming you want to keep playing. I mean, you're only, 30 years of age?
Yeah.
Like, if you lose a portion of this season, I mean, are you already in contact with your agent about, you know, going to the club and trying to... you know, extend further towards next year? Because I guess players like you are coming off contract. You're in quite a fair bit of limbo at the moment. So it must be difficult.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, like you've got to be realistic as a sort of where I've come from. Like the grand final could nearly be my last game because I've missed out on round one this year, which is disappointing. But you, with how this season's sort of going, that's a possibility. I'd like to hope not or think that it won't be. It hurts for the guys not playing that have a games triggered for an extra year in your contract. So hanging to get back out there and sort of try and hit that. But obviously that's something we'll work through. There's bigger things going on than that at the moment. And I'm just sort of trying to plan and be in the best sort of possible shape I can be once we get back playing. And you know what, there's an if around that as well. So hopefully we are, everyone's doing the right thing and staying in. And I know the cases are on the decline, so it's only good news, but we need to keep going as a sort of whole nation.
How's the playing group and how are you keeping one another motivated and staying connected through this time?
Yeah, I suppose it's the world we live in at the moment. We've got all different kinds of things on the phones and FaceTime, and we have a big sort of meetings, and we're all in sort of little groups of five or six where we connect twice a week, or in a group chat, like constantly talk to each other and making sure everyone's pretty good and handling it well, not only sort of mentally, but obviously there's a physical side and keeping engaged with sort of sports people. You're so structured during the year, so to lose that pretty quickly, we've sort of put things in place where we've got structure in our lives still, and making sure everyone's sort of doing something, whether it's study or reading or learning a new skill. The club's been really, really good with that. And I'm sure most sports clubs and stuff like that have been around all that sort of thing as well.
Curious, Sam, did you watch the Ben Cousins documentary on Sunday night?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was a bit sad, to be honest. To me, it seemed like he's not in a great place, and I just think the documentary wasn't... It didn't really paint a reasonable picture, I suppose. Like, in my eyes, I was just sad by it. I hope he gets the help that he deserves and needs, and most of all, hopefully he can help himself.
Yeah, certainly, Clarky. I've made the fact that it was aired, the villain in our Heroes and Villains segment on a Monday, and I'll tell you what, Clarky, the network's copped a lot of criticism for airing that documentary.
Yeah, I haven't seen too much of that, so I don't know what... I think it was Channel 7, wasn't it, that showed it. So, and my point, I agree with Sam. For someone that I don't know Ben Cousins. I watched him play AFL and thought he was a great player, but I didn't know all of his story, you know. So for me to sit and watch it, again, it opened my eyes to what he's been through in his journey. But, yeah, as I said at the time, I just feel like... whoever says yes to airing that needs to be accountable and responsible for whatever happens in, the process going forward. Because I don't think, and again, I'm no expert, but I don't think Ben sounded or looked very stable. And my greatest fear, being a father, is that his kids one day are going to see that. They're going to Google their dad's name and they're going to see that interview from their father. And I don't think that is fair on the kids. I don't think that is respectful on the kids. And again, I agree with Sam. I really feel sorry for Ben at this time.
Yeah, no, well said. Sam, look, we just hope we get back on the park as soon as possible and that you can show your wares where you do it best on the footy field.
Yeah, I think... it's a different world with sort of no sport or something to look forward to on the weekend, which is, probably doing everyone. You can only watch so many replays of games from 20 years ago. And
so many movies.
Type of thing. Oh, I know.
Being the responsible father you are, though, Sam, you'd certainly be helping your partner out feeding the baby, wouldn't you? Getting up early in the morning and doing all sorts of things, changing nappies.
Oh, I'm a hands-on dad, yeah. I love it. I try and take over. I mean, I can't breastfeed. He's still breastfed.
So oh, that's a good excuse.
I'm not getting up to do the dream feed.
Good stuff, Sam. Great to talk to you. And, enjoy your weekend, mate. And hopefully see you playing footy soon.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Happy birthday, Clarky, too, by the way.
Thanks, buddy. Good man. Thank you very much.
Have a good day, mate. See you later.